Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Okay, let's see where to start.
Incoming message.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Only trying to give America a good show.
Oh, goody, we're on.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi, good morning, Mike and Carla.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Where are you awake?
Good morning.
You know what I feel like doing? I feel like celebrate the good times are back.
That's such a great idea for a podcast.
Okay, here we go.
Hit it!
Showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Thursday morning, 6:11, show number 2198, Carla.
Yeah,
2198.
Baby. Woo!
And it's the first full day of fall.
Yes, it is.
The first full day.
Yes. I had a few people actually they reached out to me yesterday to tell me that they indeed, all those East Coasters,
mm-hmm.
It's autumn.
Oh.
It's definitely autumn there. Because it's pretty.
Well, if you want to sound fancy, I guess.
Yes, that's right.
Don't
autumn.
You love autumn?
Fancy, I yeah. know. I kind of like fall myself.
To each his own.
Yes.
Rebecca Soderberg, first winner in the 10K payday contest, got the call from the Beasley Banker. She was stoked.
Awesome. I can't believe I won.
She was in the car, evidently, and got the call. And,
cool.
of course, the Beasley Banker wants to know what you're going to do with the money.
My birthday's Monday, so I'll use it for a nice little gift.
That's perfect.
Sweet. I have to believe every Soderberg out there is related to the director, Steven Soderberg.
In some way,
yeah,
shape, or form.
I have to. I love that last name. That's
mm-hmm.
a very commanding last name.
Well, she has the command now and qualified for the $10,000 grand prize, as well as everybody else. Every correct and on-time entry through the app or the website, you're automatically qualified for the $10,000, whether you win the five bills or not.
Mm-hmm.
And your next chance to win coming up about 45 minutes from now, about 7 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. Sunshine, warm today, high of 97, 95 tomorrow. Should be in the low to mid 90s over the weekend. Should be nice. We'll see. 73 now. Catch up on a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So do you buy bread and then a couple days later it's bad? Well, we all pay attention to the dates on the bag or on the little tag, but they say you got to keep track of the color of those tags as well.
Oh.
That tells the day of the week the bread was baked on. And I know it sounds complicated, but it's a lot easier. So Blues Monday, Green Tuesday, Red Wednesday, White Friday, Yellow Saturday. Easy way to remember, they go in alphabetical order. So BGRWY.
BGRWY.
I know. And if you see that, you know, if it's Friday and there's a B on that, well, that was baked on Monday. So
okay.
if you can remember that, I'll post this so you know. But they say it really does make a difference.
Wow.
So I know it. Exactly. There you go.
See this and then the aluminum foil thing?
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm learning something
Thank
every
you,
day.
Thank you, Mike. Well, again, entertaining and educational. So that's what we aim to do.
Mm-hmm.
An online poll asked what people consider to be a big waste of money. Big, just money wasters. These are I'm sure everyone agrees with all of them. The top responses were designer clothing for kids and babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they grow out of it in a minute. Pet toys, because we buy elaborate toys for our pets and little kids that they don't even play with. As you know, toddlers,
yeah,
you can give them a box and they're just thrilled. They like the wrapping paper and ribbons more than the gift. Funerals. Big waste of time,
mm-hmm.
or waste of money, excuse me, the caskets that, you know that, Morty. Printer ink was on the list as well, and somebody joked and said, if we could print with 1959 Dom Perignon, it would be cheaper than buying printer ribbon and ink and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And listen to this, next year's California State Fair, oh man, start growing, people. They're giving out awards for the best marijuana grown in the state.
Oh.
So I know, right?
That
so you want to
so
start
cool.
now, isn't it? It's really cool for the guy next door selling hot dogs and the guy over there selling funnel cakes. Really
and
cool.
And cotton candy Rice Krispie treats.
This is, you know what, only in California. If I could afford to live in that state, I would. It's beautiful. And now, new plants everywhere.
It's so green here.
I know, exactly. Those are pretty plants. Oh, my God. It is indeed Thursday. A few things you should know.
Carla, you had mentioned the biggest waste of money when it comes to spending, like, on toys for pets.
Yes.
And Morty, you had said that you spend a lot of money on pets, on Squishes toys,
yes,
as well as probably not as much as your mom does when she comes from play.
Yeah. And he doesn't play with them.
Not at all.
No, he has one toy, and it's his red rubber bone.
Right.
And I have a big basket of all of his toys, and he'll knock the basket over and pull all the toys out until he finds the bone, and I'll bury it underneath, and then he'll pick that up and walk to the corner.
Just like a little kid. Just like a little kid.
Yes, it is. It is.
And when you said on kid toys.
Oh, please.
It reminded me, my oldest grandson, Ethan, when he was like three or four, you could buy him anything. Didn't matter how much money you spent. All he wanted was spray bottles.
Right.
He was happy with a spray bottle.
So funny. I remember you telling me about that years ago.
One Christmas, my stepdaughter bought him like a blue one, a purple one, a red one, and he was just like in heaven.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
He had all the grandparents spending tons of money.
Yeah, yes.
To make him happy, and there he is with a spray bottle.
Yes. Yes. My little goddaughter, the same thing. Till she was about three, maybe her third Christmas, we would literally put everything else aside because she loved the ribbons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, were those fun. And then she sat in a big box playing with ribbons.
That's it.
That's it. It's like, well, why didn't we just buy her ribbons? What are we doing?
Mom and Dad, listening this morning, what was that one thing, that innate object?
Yes.
That despite what you tried to buy them or give them that you thought was the coolest toy ever, they were happy playing with blank.
Yeah, oh, they're going to love this. This is great.
We were talking about how people waste money, and some of the things that came out in this study were toys for kids because they end up never playing with them.
Right.
Animal stuff, toys for your dog, your cat, whatever the case may
be.
That's
right.
All right, Pat's on the phone. Now, this is something I guess her parents bought her brother.
Okay.
All right, Pat, go ahead.
My parents bought him a holster and cap gun. Like I said, this is dating it.
Yeah.
He refused to use the gun, but he would wear the holster around all the time.
That is awesome. I cannot tell you how many of the little boys that I grew up in the neighborhood with did the same thing. Or they lost the gun, but it didn't matter because they had that holster.
Right. Oh, yeah. He wore that thing everywhere. My mom was so embarrassed.
Once again, this is going to date us, but my brother, when he was little, I remember this, for his birthday, he got a Davy Crockett raccoon cap.
Oh, yeah.
He wore it everywhere throughout the summer. He was drowning in sweat.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
But because he thought it looked cool and it was Davy Crockett, he wore it everywhere.
That's so funny.
You can buy him anything, but he had his Davy Crockett raccoon cap.
Those were cool. Oh, great call.
Have a good day, Pat.
Thanks. Bye.
And we're talking the one with the tail, you know?
Yes. It had the tail right down the back of the neck. Oh, those were so cool. Monica said, my two-year-old grandson loves pots and pans. Sits on the floor with them, banging on them all day long. Don't have to buy him any toys, hopefully, for at least the next year or so. Jeff, this is funny. He said, I had my four-year-old son over the weekend. We made paper airplanes. I've never seen him have so much fun throwing these things around. Not to mention, he acted like I was some brilliant engineer.
Well, of course.
Because he'd never really seen these before. And we had a blast making them and flying them.
See, you're spending all this money on all these gadgets and toys.
When you have paper.
That's it.
That's all you need to
do. Watch this.
Fold up some paper.
Now, our good friend Dawn's on the phone.
Yes.
Evidently, she has a dog, so Morty, listen up.
Well, we rescued a dog last October and bought him toys. And we discovered his favorite toys are Kleenex and paper towels.
There you go.
toilet paper rollers.
Yeah, all those squeezy, noisy toys.
Oh my gosh, that's so.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
just
yeah.
Get them
and
some toilet
sit
paper.
There and squeak it all day long. He wants nothing to do with it.
Dawn, I don't even know if we can air what I'm going to say. I had a dog years ago, and you know you have to clean up after them in the backyard, and it was like, what is that? A Q-tip? That's a Q-tip. Yes, yes, because what goes in comes out.
Oh, I used to find plastic in my basset hound. I'm like, where are you getting this?
Wow.
Anyway, I just wanted to check in and say,
Morty, you might want to keep an eye out for that red bone and make sure it's always there. Have a good day, Dawn.
Dawn, we love when you call. Thank you.
All right, guys, you all take care.
All right, you want one more story?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
About what we were talking about. Now, this has to do with animals, I guess.
Okay.
Dawn, go ahead. Tell your story.
So, years ago, I have this Yorkie, and she used to like to get used Kleenex out of the trash cans in the bathroom. So I'd always see her walking down the hall with the used Kleenex. So I had to get trash cans in the bathroom that had lids on them. But my three kids' bedrooms are all clustered together upstairs. So I saw her one time with the used Kleenex, and I grabbed it, and it had a used in it.
Oh, no.
I told my husband, because I have two boys and a girl, and they were in high school at the time. So I told my husband, I said, I have bad news and I have good news.
Uh-huh.
The bad news is I found a used The good news is I found a used
Exactly. Yeah.
Woo.
It was years after that. We're having a family dinner with my boy's girlfriend and my daughter's boyfriend, and we're all sitting around the table, and I told the story. So I didn't ask who it was, but they knew I knew.
And you know what? As a parent, that is the best thing ever.
Oh, that's it so is. Funny.
When you can let your kids know that you know without saying anything.
I love it.
I told the story at the table, and I was pretty sure which one. I mean, I was like 99% sure which one of my boys it was, but it was hysterical.
That's classic.
Because you know it's screwing with their minds now.
Yes.
And I didn't care who it was.
Yeah.
I didn't ask.
Uh-huh.
I just thought I'd tell the story about our dog.
That's freaking hilarious. Thank you so much.
So funny. I know. You
classic.
Have a good day.
I love the fact that she never said who it was or actually came out and said it.
Way to mess with your kids. I love it.
Isn't that great?
Wait, what? Huh?
I love that story. Thank you, Dawn. Couple of minutes, a new code word for you. Cash in on the 10K payday contest. Win $500, qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. We'll have that code word for you after the Bee Gees.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You're never going to believe what Carla did last night after 10 o'clock. And it's something I'm surprised you even did it.
I never thought I would do this, ever.
And I wonder how many other people have done this.
Ugh.
And what results they got after doing it.
Well,
you want to tell somebody what
surprising.
You want to tell everybody?
Yeah. I'm lying in bed and my phone is dinging, ding, ding. It's like, well, what is that? What's going on there? And I kind of left it. I heard it again. Ding, ding, ding. It's a specific ding that it does. And it was like, oh, my Ring doorbell. Whoa. What's going on here?
So your doorbell rang after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, Mike, it did.
Okay.
And I look and it's some, I don't know, scraggly looking guy. And he walked away and then he came back. And I was I said, what? I said, hi, what do you need? And on my phone, you know, on the speaker. Oh, yeah. I'm picking somebody up here. I said, you're not picking somebody up here. And, okay. And he walked up. And then he came back up and rang it again. I said, what do you need? Well, I'm supposed to be picking someone up here. I said, no, you're not. I said, you need to leave. I'm going to call the cops and I'm going to shoot you. So, Anyhow, with, you know, my squirt gun. But yeah, and he left.
But nonetheless, you would shoot
yes,
them.
Yes.
With a squirt gun. Or...
I mean, I was, you know, I'm scared to death. It's nobody I know. But what I did that I never thought I would do was not shoot him. I posted it.
What?
I posted it on the next door community.
No, you did
said,
not.
Hey, everyone, beware. This guy rang my doorbell. Just be a. So now I'm getting the, oh, my God, call the police. Oh, I don't think I know him. I don't think he's been here. Did he have a car?
Your phone's dinging off the hook.
Oh, my God. It's like, well, thank you, neighbors. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody settle down. Settle down. He's gone now. But, yes, I posted on the next door community. I posted on the Ring community.
Yeah.
I am the talk of the town today on Nextdoor and Ring. I just want to let you know
what?
That
good
I
for
am.
You. Good for you.
I never thought that I would do it.
Carla Ray, concerned citizen.
Oh, man. It is. And I don't know if people have, you know, I mean, you see these videos all the time of people. Morty, you're dealing with it.
Yeah.
You're dealing with it in your complex.
How many other people have had this happen? And you, so you get the video and then you post it on these sites.
Yeah.
And do you get a response? Does it help? Do you find resolve in all this?
Right. It makes you feel good that other people, it's terrible to say, but have gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had my house broken into many, many years ago, and it's scary as hell, and you feel violated in you know, weird ways. But other people have gone through it, and it just makes them aware, and they do know what they're looking for. And I mean, I got a clear shot of it, too, boy.
How many other people have gone through this? Carla has done something that she never thought she'd ever do, and she had to do it after 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, 728. She actually had somebody at your door. You had somebody at your door ringing your Ring doorbell after 10 saying, hey, I'm here to pick somebody up.
Yeah, right.
Not once.
Yeah.
Came back twice.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So.
And you reported it.
I did. I put it on Nextdoor. It's on the Ring community.
So everybody knows.
So everybody knows I've made lots of new friends overnight. That's
so
for sure.
We just wanted to know if you have done this as well.
Yeah.
And what was the result? What happened? And people are texting in.
They are. As a matter of fact, thank you. Everybody, I'm fine. I am fine, and I appreciate everybody's concern. But one person said that's exactly what you should do, Carla, when something like that happens. At least everybody knows what that person looks like, and they can kind of keep an eye out. And I get it. That is what that is for. That is what that's for when you do that. And another person said, Carla, I'm a former cop, and it is exactly what you should do. Post it out there. For everybody else listening, make sure that you leave lights on, which I do. Outside, keep it bright.
We
and
do
inside,
as well.
Yes, and inside. And make sure you either have lights on timers or Wi-Fi, things like that, so people know that there's some activity.
Yeah.
Which I do as well. But, yeah, you feel kind of, you know, when you, we all joke about Nextdoor and all of that stuff. Because every day there's, you know, 20. Were those gunshots? You know, and God forbid, because sometimes they are.
Yeah.
But it is good to put it out there and let people know, you
know,
what happened.
Now I think you're just short of being home alone and you have on the cables.
Yes.
You know, those cardboard cutouts.
Yes, that's
people
right.
Going
people
going back and
by.
Forth
that's
in
right.
front
there
of your window.
There are people in the house. There are people here.
Gypsy's on the phone. What's up, Gypsy?
Well, remember we were talking about getting rid of birds and on your roof and everything? Well, after that, when I got rid of that, then my mom... found some cigarette buds in our backyard. Not hers. And I'm going, I said, so I was trying to find out about what time. And my mom heard some noise like about 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. So I said, okay. And of course, you know, our outlet lights and everything don't have no video or anything, but I need to fix that. Anyways, so I woke up and trying to find out who in the hell is doing this. You know, a neighbor or something weird, or a homeless person or what, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, a buddy of mine told me get some 2x4s or wood and put some nails in them. I'm going, what? I said, okay. So I did that. I put it around each corner of the wall and everything. And we used to have some kids, you know, going between the houses and walking through the cement walls.
Yeah.
I kind of thought it might have been them. So anyways, I did that. And then about a week ago, I saw some bloody footprint. I believe that took care of that.
Oh, that is priceless.
Brilliant.
Wow.
It's some weird people out there.
Yeah, just set an old-fashioned booby trap.
Oh, Gypsy, I love that.
Maybe next time you put the bucket of water over the your front door.
When somebody walks falls up. Oh, I would love to set that up. Oh, believe me, I'd love it.
I had done that in college.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we all did. Gypsy, have a great day.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Take care.
One more email regarding your situation from last night.
One of our listeners said, you know, those cameras where you can talk back, always good to do just that. A lot of people won't talk back, Carla, but it's good that you did. It startles somebody. I know it would startle me if I rang somebody's doorbell and they were talking back to me. So, whatever, for better or worse, it is startling.
But the bottom line is you're safe, everything's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
You put out the word, now everybody's on the lookout for this guy. So.
Did you post on Nextdoor?
No, I don't, because,
Okay, so just checking. You don't have to, but I know
because
that,
people who respond, it irritates me.
Okay. I will say they were all very nice. They were all very nice. And now they're passing it around so everybody else can see who that person is.
And it makes you feel better.
Yeah, it does. You're darn right it does. Okay. I'm telling you, this is good for when I move to Sun City.
Do you keep the squirt gun underneath the mattress?
I do, as a matter of fact. Yes, I do. And I'm telling you, when I move, that's going with me on my golf cart, too. When I go and,
you're
going
to have a super soaker
right
rack
the neighborhood. That's right.
On your golf cart?
That's exactly it. Yeah. Back off, Scooter. Come on. Coming through. Mama's coming through.
All right. Well, good. Hey, by the way, I want to mention this. Elton John. You know, who was saying to Elton John, you got to put out, why do you put out new stuff?
Yes.
Because nobody wants to hear it.
I believe it was Rod Stewart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Elton John put out something new, and he teamed up with Charlie Puth.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is a song called After All.
Because he has the one with Dua Lipa. It's that new album of his. I think it's called The Lockdown Sessions, think it's called. And he's kind of letting the other artists, I think, take charge a little bit, which is probably good. The new artists. So, he's got that going for him.
So when he comes to Vegas.
Sounds poothy.
And says, hey, I have a new song. It's called After All. Would like to do that. Needless to say, Charlie Puth isn't going to be there.
No.
So somebody else has to pick up that slack, right? Or does he do it at all?
He'll do the track. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Because then there's Dua. And I think he did one. I'm looking at some of the other. Oh, Nicki Minaj. That's right. Nicki Minaj has a song as well. Young Thug. I know. Elton has gone, way.
OG.
Like,
yeah. And can't forget Metallica.
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, there you go. That's a new
song
from Elton John. His new single, After All, with teaming up with Charlie Puth.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a little sports for you. Of course, you Tom Brady lovers. Two games, he's thrown 9 touchdowns already. So here you go. Or as Rob Gronkowski said, that's 1 hand and 4 fingers.
Yeah.
9.
Mom, where's my football pants?
Oh, yes. Aaron Rodgers very upset by the comments that Bill Cowher and Nate Burleson made about his attitude after the Packers lost to the Saints. They said he seemed aloof. He looked selfish. And maybe he should, you know, prove that he does things for his team and not just himself. And he thinks he's owed an apology after beating my Lions, you know. He needs to cut his hair. Well, I don't like the he's got a little flip, kind of a Mary Tyler Moore flip in the back, and I don't really like it on Aaron.
He's not going to get an apology.
No, he's not going to get an apology.
Because the two guys that said it, they can say it.
Yes, they can.
It's Bill Cowher.
That's what they do. Exactly. That's what their job is.
Not to mention, I think if you're keeping score, Bill Cowher has more Super Bowl.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Nate Burleson's cute.
he's pretty.
He's so pretty. I mean, even as a guy, you got to. He's pretty. He is always just sharp.
Right.
Oh man. Boy, here was some news: Kim Kardashian going to host SNL on October 9th, so, I don't know, hour and a half of vocal fry, I guess. That ought to be fun. Does she know she's hosting? I don't know. But it'll be the first Kardashian and the first porn star. So that'll be
good. Whoa!
Oh, please, you know it's true. It's
maybe we should have her on.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll try to get her on and see what she, you know. Maybe
what she has planned.
Maybe she has some ideas, because they try to get your ideas when you host that show, too, for sketches. Maybe we'll talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates, this is interesting. He was on, I believe it was with James Corden, and he asked him, you know, why have you not gone to space like other billionaires? Well,
I become obsessed with things like malaria and HIV and, you know, getting rid of those diseases. You know, I probably bore people at cocktail parties talking about diseases. So the space, you know, we have a lot to do here on Earth.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bill. Yes, we do. I know a lot of people think he's quirky. We're talking off the air. It's like, okay. He's a billionaire.
I become obsessed with things like malaria and HIV and, you know, getting rid of those diseases.
Yeah. I'm a trazillionaire. I can be quirky, okay?
And I was saying he has more to do with space than anyone else.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Without going to space. That's right.
Without going to space.
Yeah, he does. He really does. Mm-hmm. He truly does, Marty. The new James.
So there.
Yeah. We're so.
Malaria.
We're so mature. Malaria.
Mm-hmm.
The new James Bond movie, I didn't know this. It clocks in at about 163 minutes. You're going towards 3 hours.
Oh,
yes, exactly.
Boy. Oh, my God.
And sad news, and I'm not joking about this, but the creator of the board game Life has died.
No.
So I'm serious. He died, so I guess. He lost. I don't know.
Oh.
That's just sad, though. I know I should have given that line to you, Marty. I really should have. Happy birthday, Bruce Springsteen. He's 72 today. That is my take, sponsored by Boot Barn.
Here's a surgeon out of Michigan giving you body hack tips on getting rid of the hiccups, curing a brain freeze, and feeling less pain when getting an injection or a jab. Listen to this guy.
Hiccups. To get rid of hiccups, put two fingers right in front of your wrist crease and press down while you hold your breath for a few seconds. Oh, I just ate some ice cream and now I've got brain freeze. Try this. Press your tongue up to the roof of your mouth for several seconds. That will warm your soft palate and make your brain freeze go away. I'm supposed to get a shot, but I'm so nervous it's going to hurt. I gotcha. When you're getting the shot, scratch the area right next to it. That's going to confuse your nerves and make it not hurt.
There you go. So if you have hiccups, or you have a brain freeze, or you're getting a shot.
Yeah, he's just messing with you.
Those three things will help you avoid, you know, get rid of the hiccups and stuff like that. So.
Sure.
All right. You're playing Foreigner. We have those tickets to give away before you can even buy them. They, of course, their big residency late March, the last week of March, over at the Venetian. Win them before you can buy them. They don't go on sale until tomorrow, but we have a chance for you to win them. We'll do that in about 7-8 minutes from now. We're looking forward to Foreigner, their residency at the Venetian in that theater. It's going to be awesome, and it's going to be the last week of March 2022. We do have tickets to give away before you could even buy them, and tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. 10 o'clock, but you have a chance to win them right now with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
Hey, baby, if you're feeling down,
I knew it.
what's good for you all day.
Are you worried what your friends see?
It will ruin your reputation loving me.
Seems very angry today.
Yes.
There's a lot of angst.
Yes, there is.
In that interpretation.
Angst
now, if you can
opera.
Figure out the title of that song from those lyrics, ninth caller, starting with caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. You're a winner. One more time. Here it is.
Hey, baby, if you're feeling down.
I know what's good for you all day.
Are you worried what your friends see?
It will ruin your reputation loving me.
And sing. Very good. All right, ninth caller, good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets to Foreigner before you could buy them with another segment of...
Thespian Opera Theater.
Yes.
Hey, baby, if you're feeling down.
I know what's good for you all day.
Are you worried what your friends see?
It will ruin your reputation loving me.
All right, all you have to do is figure out, I get my days confused, I guess, title of that song, the lyrics, listening to the lyrics, the title of the song. Kevin's on the phone. Kevin, name the song.
Dirty White Boy.
Yes.
Yeah, good job, Kevin.
Dirty White Boy.
Yeah.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Foreigner, their residency at the Venetian Resort, March 25th through April 2nd. Tickets are courtesy of the Concrete Texturing Prize Closet. So hang on the line, and we will tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Morning show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by One Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, here you go. We've dealt with all types of insects and bugs over the, last couple of years.
Yeah.
Here's some new ones.
Oh, no.
These vegetarian ants that have steak knives for teeth.
Okay. Wow, okay.
They are that sharp.
Wow.
These little ants.
Oh, but they're vegetarian?
But they're vegetarian.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Well, then they won't bite me then. That's good. Okay.
And why would you need the steak like...
To tear the veggies, I suppose. That are the size of a crumb. Oh, we ripped this head of cabbage. It's a crumb.
And then you see a little piece of cabbage floating along the cement.
Andy, it's not, okay.
All right, well, be on the lookout. Florida man named Sir Dangerous is in custody after threatening a woman and then crashing into her vehicle. He's now facing a bunch of charges.
Well, yeah, his name is Sir Dangerous.
Yeah, Sir Dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't know who proclaims
that.
He's not Lord Dangerous
or, you know, Count Dangerous. He is Sir Dangerous.
So he threatened a woman and then decided, I'll crash into your vehicle, too.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well,
nice. I am Sir Dangerous.
Oh, boy. Well, in Louisiana, they had to arrest Carrie. He stole an ambulance from a local hospital. Now, he led the cops on a high-speed chase.
Mm-hmm.
They got him when he ran into another car in another medical center parking lot. He told the cops he stole the ambulance because he was tired of waiting for treatment and wanted to go to another facility. So he thought that would get him there faster. Well, he got there. He's probably going to go to jail after he gets treatment.
I saw that episode on Chicago Med.
Yes, there you go. There you go. Well, he lived it.
And if you see it on Chicago Med, you know it's true.
It's real.
Yes. Yeah. And boy, talk about a... Oh, boy. I don't know. A bad start, perhaps, to your marriage in Romania. A groom broke his back at his wedding last weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, because they were all dancing. They all had a few drinks, and his friends were tossing him in the air. And then, oopsie, they dropped him. fractured his spine.
Wow.
They think he's going to be okay, but he might sue his friends.
Traditions are great until somebody gets hurt.
Yes, exactly. Go ahead and break the dishes, but one guy has bare feet. So,
Opa!
Guess what? Yeah, Opa. Uh-huh. My foot. Oh, man, I am suing you, Stasso. Jeez, it's Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a positive note. This comes to us out of Florida. Yes, a good news story. Four young men, they're all like late teens, early 20s. They helped an elderly woman. They saw her at a crosswalk. Now she was in an electric scooter and it broke down and it was raining. So they all ran over, helped push her home several blocks. They said it was tough at the end because the wheels were locked up and the sidewalks were slick and it was uphill, but they pushed her home no problem. This is the woman who videotaped these guys, and the guys talking about it.
You don't have to be seen, you don't have to be noticed to do something good. Oh, she was very happy.
We had a really rough day, and honestly the thoughts that kind of went through our head were, okay, well, yes, our day was rough at work, but it could be much worse. So no, all we were trying to do is just, someone needed some help.
You should see this video. It's really cool. Just literally four young guys who were just surrounded pushing this thing. It was really sweet.
That's awesome.
Really cool.
You know what? Take some time off work, be good to somebody, and
yes,
comes back tenfold. If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Get ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. That about does it for us. Wendy Rush coming in next. Keep you company throughout the workday, plus another chance to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize, 10K payday contest. Code word coming up. She'll have that for you at 11 o'clock. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.